Hello, this is Steven Smith from Metalheads Forever. Today we are interviewing Adrian of At The Gates, who recently just released To Drink From The Night Itself. Thank you, Adrian, for coming on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm great. You know, I'm just in the preparation for, we're just rehearsing the new tracks, to preparing five new tracks of the new album to be entered into our live set. So pretty excited for the album to drop on Friday as well, and then we're going to Japan in a little bit less than two weeks.
Eagle must be really well received in Japan. It's just there's a huge passion for melodic death metal.
Yeah, it's since we reunited in 2008, I think this will be the fifth time we're there, so it's they seem to like At The Gates in Japan. So
it has been 4 years since you released Wet War Reality. What made you guys continue to make another album?
So four-fifths of the band always wanted to do another album. It just happened that Anders, our guitar player, and one of the main songwriters of the band, he said towards the end of the touring cycle for At War With Reality, he said, listen, guys, I'm going to need to have a break because I'm kind of burnt out on the touring. And we said, sure, okay, we'll have a break. Do you know how long the break is going to be? And he couldn't tell us how long the break was going to be or what was going to happen after this break was finished. So we were like, that doesn't sound too promising, you know. And Jonas, his brother, who's written all the music for To Drink From The Night Itself, he sort of took that as a cue to start writing for the new album. And pretty much like 6 months or so after this break had begun, there was the beginning to the new album. And when Anders finally announced that, listen, guys, I'm not going to be coming back to the band, we were already well on our way to finish completing the writing for the new album. So I guess if Anders wouldn't have gone on this break, maybe we'd been like 1 year into the release of the album already. But I think 4 years isn't that bad, considering we were touring for like almost 2 years for At War With Reality. So yeah.
How would you describe the difference between At War Reality and To Drink From The Night Itself in terms of touring and musicianship?
Yeah, I mean, although the touring we did for At War With Reality was pretty relaxed. I think the setup that we got going for To Drink From The Night Itself is going to be quite a bit more intense. And we're looking to sort of pretty much go around the globe twice for this album. Obviously, we'll see how the reception goes. But the outline of our plan now is will probably take us around the globe twice. So,
how was it to be in the studio again after 4 years of since our reality? How was the writing process different compared to the previous album?
Jonas and Thomas had written all the music, and I'd done the demos for my drum parts at home. So by the time we got to the studio, we were so prepared, and I pretty much knew exactly down to every last hit what I was going to play, because we'd already been sending demos back, because we live in different places, you see, so we couldn't, when we were writing the stuff, it was sort of written at home and then computer demos sent back and forwards. So then it became, rather than traditionally, you know, when you meet in the rehearsal room and you go over and rehearse the tracks, this album was written by sending demos back and forwards, and then finally nailing down and fine tuning each of the parts. So when it came to actually recording it, we were all like, I was totally down with what I needed to play because I'd already done the demos, you know.
Would it be safe to say that it was easy for you guys to get the recording process done, knowing that since you guys are veterans at this and had been practicing for months on this album?
Yeah. I think by the time we got in the studio, it took me like 5 days or so to record the album, including setting the sound. So so that was in itself quite a bit quicker than what were reality. But yeah, we had really prepared down to every last hit what I was going to play. So that was, I mean, it was good to be that prepared. But on the other hand, you could sort of say that, oh, but then there's no room for improvisation or anything. But that improvisation we'd done already, because I sort of, like, when I was working on each of the tracks, I'd do like different versions of it, and the other ones would say, now go with this part and go with that part in this section. So we'd already sort of fine-tuned it to exactly what we wanted it to be. So in the studio, it was more about sort of capturing the performance and getting a good sound.
Many people believe that War Reality was the comeback album for you guys. Would it be safe to say, with the new album being dropped, that we can expect more albums coming from you? As this is way of saying, hey, At the Gates is back and we want to make more albums?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're already talking about the next album. So unless something horrible happens during these coming years of touring that we got planned, then I sure hope that in a couple of years or so, we'll be looking to record another album. So, it's definitely, you could sort of see it as the second comeback album, but I would like to see it as, we're here to stay, and we got like a ton more, more ideas for another album.
With Daggles Like Black Haze, can we safely assume that the fans can expect that similar sound throughout the album?
The Daggles of Black Haze is one of the more sort of experimental tracks of the album, as it were. It's definitely sort of heralds back to like the early days of At the Gates, perhaps on the With Fear I Kissed the Burning Darkness album. It's got like a lot of twin guitar harmonies. It's not got that quick-paced beat that we have, that's kind of like a trademark to us. It's got more atmospheric parts. It's got like acoustic guitars on it. So it's probably the more progressive of the tracks of the album. But it's been really well received, I would say. So I'm just really looking forward to playing it live, you know, because it's such a contrast to other songs in our live set.
So I guess we can safely assume that you guys were trying to explore different elements and areas to make the music more unique. I guess we can safely say that.
Yeah, I mean, when we wrote the album, we were like trying to explore like different areas of, I mean, death metal as we're playing can, you know, like you, it can be as limiting as you want. So we think that we're trying to sort of stretch the boundaries of what can fit under that title, I guess. And when you listen to the whole album, you'll see that the tracks are quite varied, and I think it that shines through, that we're, you know, like trying to sort of spread the wings of the band, as it were.
You guys feel there is more pressure since you guys were in the lead, you know, main people that created the melodic death metal sound? Or you say there is more challenges for you guys to outperform other bands or try to go beyond what people expect? As being one of the main forefathers of the genre, you guys probably have a lot of pressure in making outstanding albums.
You know, like since we first started, we never took anything for granted, and we still don't today. We sort of we write music that we find interesting to play and that we want to hear ourselves, and we find interesting to create. And, you know, like we were lucky that we are lucky that it's been so well received. In the beginning, that really wasn't the case, you know, like back when, like 90 to 96, when we were first active, it was tough, really, really tough. And it wasn't really till we ended up on Earache with our last album that we actually got to play some proper shows. I mean, we did like some smaller support slots, like for like Immolation and Bolt Thrower and Carcass and stuff in the beginning. But it wasn't until we were on Earache and we got to go with Morbid Angel and Napalm Death to the States that we started seeing a change in, like, hey, people are actually into the band. And then, unfortunately, I can't really give a reason to it now, because it seems like so ridiculous that we split up at that point. But I guess we were young and inexperienced. Like, had it been now, knowing what I know about how a band works, I would have said, guys, let's just take a year off and then we'll get back to it again. But we were so young, though, you know, and inexperienced in it, that the band split up. And then years later on, 2008, when we did the reunion, that's when we really realized that what an impact the previous existence of the band had, you know. And I guess people are still sort of interested in what we're doing, which, you know, again, we don't take it for granted, but we really enjoy, obviously, that people come to the shows and pick up the album, and, you know, it enables us to do so much more, if that makes sense. Bye-bye.
You guys been around for such a long time, considering, you know, one of the followers of more like death metal, especially of the Gothenburg sound. Will you say with this new release of this album that you might be able to attract both the new and older fans? Have you noticed a change in your demographic when it comes to the fan base?
Yeah, I mean, when we've sort of done two reunions, really. We did got back together in 2008 and did the best of kind of goodbye set. But then we sort of, we were having such a good time, you know, playing together again, that like in 2011, we started playing more reunion shows. And then we sort of loosely got talking, now, how about if we do another album? And we sort of going back and forwards with different ideas, whether we were going to do it or not. And then eventually, when we did release A War With Reality, we noticed that, like, in the crowd, there's not just the old balding ones that have been there since day one, but rather like quite a few younger of the younger generation, which is really cool, because that means, you know, we're doing something that they can relate to, which is crucial for a band. You know, if you're not gaining any new blood amongst your followers, then you're just going to wither away, basically. So, yeah.
What do you feel the sound format War Reality is going to be different compared to Drink the night itself. Do you feel the fans have a certain expectation of what the sound's going to be like? Or do you think it's going to be slightly different, that the fans would still appreciate it?
I think at War with Reality was kind of a little bit, I would say it was a little bit safe, because obviously a lot of people were expecting that we were going to do like Slaughter of the Soul Part 2, you know. And although we didn't do that, it felt like quite safe. Whereas with this album, it's still got that classic At the Gates. If you're into sort of Slaughter of the Soul era At the Gates, it's still got that vibe, but it also has a new sort of reinvented sound that sort of progresses on the saga of At the Gates, you know. And if you were into any of our previous albums, then I think you'll find quite a few things that you'll like about the new one.
You heard it, guys, on Metalheads Forever. This album is going to be amazing. So if you do not have this album on pre-order, you're going to be super sad. I know I got my pre-order ready. So when this album drops, you can tell I'm going to be listening to it at full force, that my neighbor's going to be listening to it at the gates at the same time.
Sweet. Sweet.
Can we expect you guys to be touring the States anytime soon? Because believe me, I want to see you guys live one more time. Because if you haven't seen At the Gates, people, you are missing out on the best concert experience of all time.
Excellent, man. Well, we'll be coming. I can't give you precise details, but we are planning an extensive U.S. tour that will run sort of end of October to end of November, and the details of that package will be coming out sort of soon, so stay tuned for that, because that's going to be a killer package.
Sign me up.
Sweet, man. I think you'll dig it. It's a pretty cool package.
Once again, thank you so much, Adrian, for allowing Metalheads Forever to do this interview. We are so happy to have you on our show and be part of the metal community. Thank you so much. And we do hope to see you on tour soon. And for all those who are listening, please pick up the new album, if you can, To Drink the Night Itself, through Century Media. The pre-orders are out already, and the album's the time you hear this interview, the albums will be dropped. So definitely pick yourself a copy and stay tuned for any tours that's coming near you.
Nice one. Cheers, man. Take care, Steve.